This is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth. We mentioned last time that present scientific inquiry concludes that the physical laws governing the universe are really a great master code. And yet, antithetically, evolutionists believe the universe to be of random and chaotic origin. They are, however, believing in a logical impossibility, because we know that this master code scientists notice is at the back of all the observations in nature, and is, by definition, the very opposite of randomness. Think about it. When a spy writes a message to his conspirator in secret code, it is in a form to intentionally look random. But any code can be broken, because in order to have meaning, every code, no matter how disguised, must have a pattern, and therefore can be decoded. A thoroughly random or chaotic string of messages is non-decodable, because it has no meaning. And very much unlike the real universe in which we all find ourselves, a meaningless universe has no order and is not discernible. It is not recognizable. After batting the issue back and forth over the years within a number of books, including The Accidental Universe, Paul Davies, a physicist and author, in his most recent book, The Mind of God, finally concludes, quote, "I cannot believe that our existence in this universe is a mere quirk of fate, an accident of history, an incidental blip in the great cosmic drama. We are truly meant to be here," end quote. Though not to be mistaken for any expression of Judeo-Christian faith, Mr. Davies nevertheless puts forth the inescapable. The universe, including time itself, is governed by laws demonstrating clear, coded message from a well-intentioned encoder. And we consciously recognize and are so designed to receive that code. Not limited to the unimaginable expanses of the cosmos, coding of materialistically unexplainable origin is seen a lot closer to home, within the very cells of life. Charles Darwin was daydreaming when he wrote that he could visualize, quote, "in some small little pond," end quote, with all sorts of salts and electricity, the spontaneous generation of the first living cell. And we'll talk more next time about the code that drives the human cell. Meanwhile, let's think about David, often known to have been a prophet because he foretold many events regarding Christ. Also spoke beyond the knowledge of his day when writing about his substance, which seems to roughly describe DNA. In Psalm 139, he mused, "For you formed my inward parts, and your eyes have seen my unformed substance. They were written in your book." David then rightly reasoned that if God had contributed so much thought to David's creation, he could then realize that the same great God would, as he concludes in his psalm, lead him in the everlasting way. That way, as David foretold 1,000 years before, was Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. Until next time, this is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth.